You are listening to Schmimcast, a behind-the-scenes look at Improv Schmimprov, Orange County's most popular late-night improv comedy show. For the latest episodes, please visit Schmimcast.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at the call sign Schmimcast. That's twitter.com/Schmimcast. And of course, you can always come and see Improv Schmimprov every Friday and Saturday night at 11 p.m. at the Maverick Theater in Fullerton, California. For information on upcoming shows, please visit improvschmimprov.com.
And now...
the show must go, so on with the show.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Improv Schmimprov's Schmimcast podcast. I am your host, Nick McGee. I'm here along with my lovely co-host, Rochelle.
Pospisil.
Yes, my good friend and co-host, Rochelle Pospisil. And we have a fantastic episode of Schmimcast coming up here because we have the very, very special distinction of having two Schmimcasters on our episode today. And they're both returning guests from Schmimcast previous episodes. We have the illustrious Danish Noshirvan.
Yes, hello.
Welcome, Danish.
Thank
you.
It's
good to have you back on.
Glad to be here in your beautiful studio.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And we move. We move down the street to an even more illustrious studio, actually. So that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. You notice the golden doors and the pillars on the way in.
Beautiful. Right? Right?
Absolutely.
The bridge. The bridge. There was a bridge.
Yeah,
there was a bridge.
And a nice big pool.
Took 2 hours to get here.
And there were, like, boobs in the spa, I'm pretty sure. Like, I saw boobs.
I saw some boobs.
Did you too?
I saw some boobs.
I think there were boobs. How about that? I live where there's boobs in the spa.
Yeah, there's tons more people here you should introduce.
And ladies and gentlemen, not just to, you know, derail from all of the extravagancies of our new studio, but we have another fantastic guest, one that people have probably been drooling to hear from for a long, long time. That's
drooling.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. What's that?
Drooling.
Drooling. Oh, they can't wait because they can't stand another minute without Mr. Drew Boudreau of Improv Schmimprov.
Sorry, I found some boobs on the way here.
Now, I didn't know Drew was back.
You're always, like, last to know these things, I think.
I am.
Hey, Danish.
Hey, Drew, hey, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wow. Well, a lot has happened, obviously, with Drew over the last, year and a half? No.
Year.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
And a lot has happened with Schmimprov recently, and we have a lot of things to cover. Actually, why don't we start off with Danish? He has been recently to a convention, and I believe he wants to...
Andrew.
Yeah, I was there with Drew, actually.
My bad. I think I saw the picture, and I...
Oh, yeah. Oh.
On Facebook,
that
and
picture.
I...
Drew was in that picture.
I know.
Oh, okay.
now that I remember, yes, you're right. We were both in that picture. As well as, was Lindsay there also?
Lindsay was taking all the pictures.
And Nate.
It's funny that you knew Lindsay was there, because she was in none of the pictures. She took them.
God
and Drew was in the pictures.
But Lindsay has boobs.
I guess.
Not again!
And that's where Drew was.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how did it go, and, like, what does that convention of... yeah, and exactly what was it, and what does it mean for Improv, Schmimprov, and the future?
It was the National Association of Bondage and Fetish Keepers.
Excellent.
Boy, were we in the wrong place. Turns out they love improv comedy.
Yep.
I feel like we could tailor a show to that.
We could just play crotch whip all night long.
Sometimes it feels like it, yeah.
This is a thing called the National Association of Campus Activities, or NAMBLA. I'm sorry, NACA. And it is the organization that helps create entertainment on college campuses. And this conference was the West Coast edition of the where the schools go to meet the entertainers who are trying to pimp themselves out for the schools. So we were in a big room like a trade show. We had our little 10-foot by 10-foot booth with these great vintage pictures on poster board of Schmimprov shows.
So you're out there pimping Schmimprov.
We were out there pimping Schmimprov.
Nice.
To schools from Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Nevada, Hawaii, Oregon, all over the Western United States. And
I actually didn't know what was Drew explained this to me several times, but until like not even until after it was happening, but after it happened a couple times, I started to understand what we were doing. I was pretty sure we were there for bondage and thought this was very tame.
So when Donis showed up with his crop, I said, Donis, that's really funny. And he said, yeah. What's really funny? Yeah. And I said, it's fine. I'll let it go.
We didn't end up using the 24 feet of rope that I brought, but...
So
excellent.
These schools come by, they talk about what they're looking for, and we talk about what we can deliver to them.
Right.
And
God, that had to be just an eye opener just for like us, right?
Yeah.
To talk to these people.
It was it was sure. So I mean, because everyone here has been to college, and we remember seeing the acts that came to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So now to be on the other side of it,
right,
was so interesting. Because I remember in college, I always had really crappy acts.
Yeah.
Really crappy acts that came to my school. Like, I had three comedians who were nothing but they were so blue. They were so gross and so dirty in the first 10 seconds. And they weren't funny either. And I was like, oh, well, if these clowns can get a job, Schmimprov can totally get a job.
Yep.
Because we don't go that blue that fast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another problem is, too, is that most people who've seen improv that are, you know, just going into college have only seen it in high school. So they got a bad taste in their mouth. That's the one thing I was worried about. And the one thing we try to separate ourselves from. I mean, our introductory line with every school, we learned how to sell Schmimprov pretty much.
Awesome.
But our introductory line with everyone is, hey, have you seen Whose Line Is It Anyway? And everyone would say, yes, I love that show. And then we go, yes, okay, that's what we do. So we kind of not start at, well, do you remember high school improv?
Because
we want to stay away from
that. Exactly. Yeah, and that's like that's a great way because it's so familiar to so many people, I think.
Yeah
we have so many faces light up and say, I used to love that show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, some real warm feelings. Mm-hmm. Sucker, give us your money!
There was about 20 disappointed magicians that day.
Aww. Yeah.
There's a lot of magicians. Magician.
And what did we learn about magicians, Donish?
They are not impressive. At all.
Wait. Are you saying there's not actually magic involved?
No. I'm sure there is, but they're all douches.
Yeah, and it sucks. I mean, it sucks. They're not going to... Okay, you're not going to see a car get lifted in the air. They don't have that kind of budget. They're going to play with cards. They're going to make one bird appear that you didn't expect could fit into his pocket, but it fits. It fits. That's the trick. It fits.
Haven't you seen Arrested Development, Drew?
Yes.
Yes.
Job.
Yes.
You thought they wouldn't be douches?
Yes.
They're all douches.
It sucks. The act sucks. They have nothing.
Well,
and you see a guy spinning his card like 10 booths away from us, and everyone's... No one's... Well, they were kind of impressed, to be honest. But they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be, is the thing.
They put probably the best magician by the Schmimprov booth just to...
were next to a guy who looked like Chris Angel.
Or Thor and Chris Angel put together.
Sounds awful.
Yes. He's there with his mom, actually.
What? Okay, good.
And then...
Well, people are trying to get jobs these days. That's what I hear, so I understand.
So what does this mean for Schmimprov? Does this mean... There will be, if you guys do get picked up from schools, will there be some Schmimprovers, you know, in different states doing shows for schools? Like a traveling show, kind of? Or will it stay
what
at the Maverick?
What it means is, I will not discuss this further without my representative from the William Morris Agency present.
Boom. Wow. Whoosh, way to whip it out there, Drew.
Thank you. Oh, geez. What this is the beginning of our potential to take our show to more people, as many people as we can.
That's basically marketing, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's always...
An expansion, really. Like,
it's always made me...
It's definitely a different route for Schmimprov that it hasn't...
Right.
It hasn't really gotten to explore too much.
And it's always made me happy and sad when we have to turn people away at the door.
Yeah,
that we only have
true.
70 or 80 people to fit inside the Maverick. And I think, well, there are more people who want to see us or who don't know they want to see us yet. Let's take our show to them.
Yep.
And we have
or
to...
Or we just knock the entire black wall of the Maverick out.
Yeah, maybe.
And, like, we can do Schmimprov in the round, like, and have, like... and even the... We'll just kill the other... The main stage.
Hang on.
We don't need that.
Knock down black wall. Got it.
Black wall. Knock down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So we did have a lot of schools interested.
That's awesome.
They liked our product. They wanted to talk to their advisors about it.
Yeah.
The frustrating thing is that most schools, most performers don't get any bookings on site, on the event.
Right.
No.
Most of it is done months afterward, after they talk to their board of directors and budget folks. And
it gets decided for in a committee.
Yes, exactly. So now we just wait in our hands for like 2 or 3 months, and then around January, February, March, they start calling us.
Now, keep in mind, we talked to about like, and I have this on paper, we have about 4 pages of just of representatives from different schools that we talked to, that we circled and highlighted, that were interested. I mean, that could mean absolutely nothing, but that could mean something as well. The idea of a tour is probably not the most possible as of yet. That's pretty, that's way too early to say, because we only talk to schools on the West Coast. And I mean, if we get picked up by, say, 1 or even 2, or even, let's say, 10 of them, that's still not a tour. Well, maybe 10 is, but we're not really, we're not.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
We're not foreseeing.
That would be huge though. Yeah. Well, like if you book 10 to a school,
you got to think about the cost. Awesome. You got to think about the cost.
Of course, it's expensive.
We set our costs. And then there's also, the, cost of, lodging and food for everyone.
Right.
Luckily they had this little program there that schools that were nearby can kind of go in on the cost of, you know, lodging and food and stuff. They pay for food, right?
Yeah, so if we book San Fran, Davis, and Berkeley
right.
in, like, the same 5 days, our prices go down for those 3 schools.
Gotcha.
And they will all cover the cost of lodging, that's food, cool. and travel.
That's smart, but too, yeah.
That's what you would look at. I mean, there's no reason right now to go to the East Coast. Nobody's even been exposed to us out there.
Right, right.
I still think we'd be lucky if we hear from one of them, but at the same time, I'm very confident that we would hear something. At least something, because these schools were very interesting. It just sucks not having something in your hand.
Sure, yeah.
But at the same time, you got winter break coming up. You got Thanksgiving break and Christmas break coming up, so not the best time to book, really.
I'm very confident we'll hear from a number of these schools, and they're going to pick us up. They just awesome. Didn't have their budget guys with
sure,
them.
Sure, yeah, they probably can't make a decision right, on the spot, I'm sure.
Right.
And this is just the first step in taking us across the country. I think within four or five years,
it's smart to start we'll out this way. I think, you know, like, why try to, you know, dominate the whole country or like cover it when you don't need to yet, you know, like
we'll keep our costs down and our profits up.
And we do have enough people, especially with the last auditions, that we could still have a team like we did. We still have a team perform at home while some of us are out performing in another state.
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
Into Idol.
I was actually just going to get right into that.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. So we had our yearly Improv Idol auditions and shows, right? Recently.
That's correct.
And that is right. We do that.
So,
And we've acquired 3 new members.
I just like to say I love watching the auditions. I really do. They're highly informative, and they're, like, I love every audition. I love every audition. You know, what sucks is you have to be like, well, I like that one better than the other one.
Right.
So you have to choose, which sucks. You have to make decisions. But it's so entertaining. And even the idol can be very entertaining, I think, too.
There's 2 things we never do that we should, but, you know, I myself don't do either. Is we don't watch enough shows that you're not in.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we don't practice enough. Right. So we don't really get experience until we see them do that.
Right.
And then we go like, oh, I make those mistakes all the time. Would I have gotten through this idol? Mm-hmm. Wow, that guy did better. Well, no, they make a lot of rookie mistakes, to be honest. But at the same time, it is really educational, because you do get everything in perspective from the audience point of view, how that looks to the audience. And for that, yes, it has great entertainment value. But besides that, Nate and Jamie are so mean to these kids.
He is, yeah.
I like to say that part of the show is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, me too. That's when I like got and sat in the front and couldn't wait.
Oh, you mean the very end part when they're
picking,
they just turn into total douchebags and draw it out.
I would like to have Matt stand over here.
Oh, yeah, and they have him do...
It's a great kind of parody of American Idol, like, but, or at least what they originally did.
Right. They
because it's so much... It's actually way worse.
Yeah. Nate did this thing where he was like, I want someone to graciously step down. And one girl steps down thinking he meant downstage. And so she's like, here, I'm stepping down. Downstage, right? And Nate's like, I meant to not be on the team. Sorry. And eliminated her. It was so awful.
I do recall Nate X-ing out someone's audition sheet, like, pretty much on the spot.
Oh, you mean during auditions?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I got...
Like, almost... I can't remember a reason why, though, but it was so... I was
gotta tell you...
It was so cruel.
There's some that just go up there and you're like, no, they don't get it. There was this one There's this one guy who was, he goes up there and he doesn't understand what's happening. I think he came from like stand-up comedy or something. But as people are making a scene around him, he's like, what are you doing? What's going on? What the hell are you doing? I'm trying to do improv. And I don't have to say his race, but it totally factors in, making it very funny. But
he was Asian, right?
Well, no, yeah, exactly. No, but it just, he doesn't get it. He's so far from getting it. But it was very, very funny to see him do that.
That's awesome.
Something I always really like about Idol that you kind of were talking about, and the shows, I really like the shows after Idol with the new people, is that... they're all trying really hard, and I think that Schmimprovers, you know, you get so used to them all being like, we know the audience, we'll just do whatever we want, and it's funny, and it is funny, but it's really interesting to watch people, like, really trying to, like, do really well, and then after that, I think for a while, like, shows with the new people, everybody's kind of like, yeah, we're going to be a good example for these new people and, like, really, like, well, you know.
Maybe your boyfriend stops trying when he gets on stage. But I try. Damn it, I try. Jamie stopped trying a long time ago.
Are you saying Jamie stopped trying?
That's Jamie's.
Jamie, that's not the Jamie I know. He's not a quitter.
No, I'm kidding.
People get comfortable. So these people are not comfortable.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, they're not. Yeah,
they are scared.
I know, but it brings a fresh dynamic to the whole thing, which is really nice too. Yeah. I think, you know.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
When Spencer...
And the fact that they fought so hard to get in the group must be insane on their psyche. Like, I mean, it must be like, I gotta keep this up. Like, people are gonna think I'm slacking now, you know? I don't know. Maybe
when
not.
I was first fighting for it, it was for nothing. It was a free show. It was for a free show on the Fridays. This one show Fridays, and everyone hated me. I didn't even want to do this.
No, that's true.
Was like I had.
I remember that.
Well, but now let's clarify though. You really sucked.
Nobody got it. Nobody. It took everyone 6 months to get my advanced humor. But it's okay. You guys caught it.
Donish.
Everyone's making Donish jokes now. I was learning English. To be fair. But now that there's more incentive. I mean, we eventually become a Friday Saturday show, and we're paid. I mean, you don't really talk about how little that is, but we're paid. But then we start getting outside shows. Not initially.
Excuse me.
Not initially.
Excuse me. I need that money.
Not Mr. Peanut. I do it for pay. But I mean, as we've been evolving every single year, I mean, some thanks to Drew. No, just kidding. A lot of thanks to Drew, really, for getting a lot of booking a lot of outside shows, and each of those paid like a lot more. They paid about blank beep. but they paid a lot better, is what I was saying. And then soon we're at the Bray Improv. I don't know how that ever came about, but it's moving on. And if you're looking, auditioning for an improv team, and now it's like, they're doing outside shows, and actually, beep, and then they go to and do a show at the Bray Improv, which is, and one thing that I'd always highlight at the convention too is improv doesn't hire people to do improv ever, as long as I've ever seen it. So it's amazing that they hire us. It's great. It's flattering, really.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I agree. I mean, you guys share the stage with. Carrie Fisher.
we did it with her.
Right?
I believe she said.
But still, like, I mean.
And John Lovitz recently.
Oh, Moko.
Improv, Schmimprov.
Improv. Suck my balls, Improv, Schmimprov.
It stinks.
You shared the same stage with my nutsack.
Acting.
Fellow alumni of UCI also, so, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. UCI alumni.
Go Anteaters!
Come to my podcasting comedy shack.
Oh, wait. and this year it's Matt, Aaron, Dimitri. Move on.
All right, so next we're going to be... we're not going to say anything about him.
Okay, fine.
All right, so moving on.
We'll just say something about one of them.
All right.
Matt's okay, but Aaron is great. And that's all, I think.
And Dimitri is... Drew's getting
getting naked. So it's open. Hot in here.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting the vapors. So hot.
Donish, did you see any of those buttons open? Because this happened last time we had Drew on, and it was just mysterious.
Yeah,
they
no,
just
I
go away.
I wasn't here. I only listened to it while running on the treadmill.
No, I'm talking about right now. Did you see the buttons go?
I saw him doing it.
I didn't.
I didn't really think anything of it.
I just know that they're gone.
Yep, I shared a bed with him for the past 3 days. Do you want to hear a little more about the convention, by the way?
With who?
Wait, with Jamie?
Well,
Drew.
No, no. Okay,
with
Jamie. Let's explain.
There's a lot of different things that happen besides the convention.
Let's explain the and I'm doing air quotes now, hotel that we had at the convention. There was a DoubleTree, there was a Red Lion, there was a Marriott, there were all kinds of hotels that you've heard of that were nearby the convention.
Motel 6.
But, oh, Schmimprov, we were on a budget. And so we got the convention center inn.
Oh. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the inn. First of all, the foundation isn't level. It's all wobbly on the floor. Second, you walk in and you go, oh, is this the inn or the hostel from The Hostel?
And it was The Hostel.
So we...
Did anyone cut your Achilles heels?
No.
Good, because that's gross.
Right. So we get the elevator.
Dodge that one.
We get off the elevator on our floor, and the ceiling is wonkified.
Yeah. Wonkified?
Which is to say, it gets nice. Smaller and smaller as you go down the hallway.
That meant that it smelled and tasted good.
Oh, it smelled and tasted, not good. There was a thick aroma of Raid just lingering in the air.
So thick.
It's warm. Great. It's a warm, thick aroma of
so
Raid.
That means cockroaches.
There wasn't any because... Good. We couldn't breathe. I don't think the cockroach is going to breathe.
And the way that it hit you is like in Backdraft. Yeah. When the guy opens the door and there's just a fiery explosion of bug spray smell.
We're in freezing cold Portland and we turn on the air conditioner to avoid this Raid smell.
There are these lovely cigarette burns that go all the way through all the blankets and sheets.
Which is perfect for Drew's little weenie.
And the shower. That's not true.
This sounds exactly like a hotel I stayed at near LAX when I got stranded there one time. And it smelled like just the whole place had been made out of a burnt cigarette. And just, I was scared. Like the sheets smelled awful.
The shower was like a tube.
It was so
tube.
Bad.
It was a garden hose. Fuck?
It was. It either just kind of leaked. Like you can't turn off a faucet, but it's fast. Or it just like, it was those sharp waters.
Yeah.
You know, like,
sharp
some, do you know when that ever happens?
Yes.
When like, okay, then don't laugh at it.
Sharp waters.
It was sharp water.
To describe or water.
Or it just went to the left. It just went to the left, right outside, and it just got all.
It was
over
like Dodge's penis.
Oh! That's what I thought you were talking about.
And that one was correct.
It sounds charming.
It does sound quite.
My penis
quaint.
Is charming. Oh. Yeah, so there was that. And the hotel room, bathroom, toilet, I don't know if anyone else had this problem, but it was way too small for my ass. It was just so small.
So horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, and Donish farts in his sleep. And it turns out he does the Liu Kang bicycle kick in his sleep, too.
I have this reoccurring dream of racing Lance Armstrong, and I'm so close every time. It's an uphill race, and it's always against Drew's body.
Did you envy Hannah?
No.
I honestly, we each hung on each side of the bed, and there was a couple times I'd roll over and cuddle Drew, and he'd push me away. You gotta understand, I'm used to sleeping next to dogs, so you're cuddly, is what I mean. I don't mean you're a dog.
Oh, thank you.
I'm used to sleeping alone.
Well,
Not tonight, you ain't. Oh, good.
Good over, boy.
I'm glad Batman's here to fuck me.
Some interesting upcoming shows.
What are you saying?
What?
We have some interesting... Well, actually, just upcoming news in general, right?
We
have
do?
A calendar. We have a Schmimprovathon.
Oh, my God. All right.
We have a lot of merchandise.
Let's talk about the calendar. We just shot another one, right, Donish?
Yeah. It's my responsibility because Nate... can't do it.
Right.
And by can't do it, I mean he's busy. Not that he could never figure it out. He obviously could. Actually, right. He has a lot more of the work to do. It was really... I really feel for Nate. It was really hard to wrangle everyone in the span of 2 weeks. Like, I'm like, sometime in this 2 weeks, I need your time. And people were just pissed that I would even ask them. I told you my schedule 3 or 4 times, and I'm like, This is this thread that we're leaving on Facebook is like 500 comments long. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't go look for your availability. Then I'm not doing it. Why? Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to put you on the calendar. But after the first shot, which I don't want to talk about any of the shots, but after the first cover shot, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Nice, nice.
Have you seen it, Drew?
I am. I mean,
I am. Okay.
I am what I am, and it's who that I am.
Drew's not listening. See what I mean? Like, people just tune me out when I'm in charge. That's why I never host. Nick, I'm talking. That's why I probably never get to host. But I finally got everyone together. I finally forced everyone to have fun and do this. And everyone loved doing it. They really did.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I honestly love that kind of shit.
Like, every shot. Every shot was great. It's so much better than last year's calendar.
Nice.
In my opinion.
We talk about the theme at all, or should
the
that
theme,
kind of apply
Well, no. The point that me and Nate always... why we even started doing this is because somebody left a comment on our Facebook a couple years back that said there should be a Shrimprov men fireman calendar. And we said, oh, that'd be funny. The idea of us trying to be sexy. Mm-hmm. Because no one in Shrimprov could really pull that off.
Right.
And so we thought that should be the theme of us forcing sexy so hard that it's not sexy.
Right.
And that's what I pushed for. When everyone's like, I want to do a Thanksgiving shot. I said, no, you're doing a sexy Thanksgiving shot.
Right.
Or someone's like, I want to be or I don't want to give away real ones. Someone's like, I want to do this.
A
teepee. I want to be whatever. I say force it to be sexy. Just try anything you can.
I want
to
be a flying sexy giraffe.
I will say though that Ryan Keel and Jamie's might be
the best
forced unsexiest.
Oh. I haven't even seen these, so I'm kind of curious they look like.
I think you'll like Keel and Jamie Shields.
Nice.
Keel and Shield.
Keel.
Besides that, we have other new merchandise that's
nice.
Already out, actually. That is the
poorly
made Shrimprov condoms.
That's not to say that the condom isn't effective. Let me clarify that.
Why don't I have one of these yet? God damn it.
But Donish paid like a cent for each one.
No way.
And
how many do you have made?
Thousands.
No, there's like 300.
Did you order them from China? They were a cent each?
No, no.
How the fuck did you get them?
They're not 1 cent. That's exaggeration. They're
50. That condom going to give your dick cancer, son. It's going to give it cancer.
Yeah,
I don't know. Your dick gonna fall off after you put. Okay.
So the idea was
there's in vitro on the condom.
The idea was put our logo and like a slogan on the condom.
Nice.
What we got instead was a sticker put on the label of the condom
of a lifestyle, clearly a lifestyle condom with a sticker over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I wanted was a condom that on the side of your when you wear it, on the side of your dick it says improv. Then when you pop a boner it says Shrimprov. Apparently that's not possible.
That is so funny. That would be hilarious.
Apparently that's impossible because you're trying to make the base. Anyway, no, I got the cheapest thing. I thought the label would actually say what Drew came up with. The line says, improvers always say yes,
mm-hmm.
shrimprov.com. Which, by the way, when you're at a convention of people who are not totally familiar with improv,
right?
They're just like, improvers always say yes. Why?
yeah.
So we were a little weird about giving the condom, so we have a lot now with us.
But we also have a new piece of merchandise. It's a Shrimprov bottle opener, and it's got our sleek new label on it.
Ooh,
it actually looks cool. Nice. We're trying to get rid of the old... I've always hated the baseball look. I think it's too comedy sports. And apparently, Nate thought so too. So we stopped using it. Nate made a new logo, and he said, let's just start replacing it slowly until the other one fades away.
Yeah.
Although the other one will still... I mean, you still see that. It's still recognizable.
Yeah.
We're just shortening it to the Shrimprov. Even our website now, you go shrimprov.com. Our podcast is no longer Improv Shrimprovcast. It's Shrimcast.
Right.
No, it never was. It's the Shrimprov app, not the Improv Shrimprov app. Yes, but I think that's a good idea.
So,
and I still have another idea that Nate hasn't agreed with, is just taking the beginning of it, Shmim, and making our logo a transsexual. Shmim, you get it? But Nate doesn't like it.
Shmim, the transsexual. Interesting.
Then I could do this all day to myself.
In that pose.
So where can people get, though, okay, if anybody's interested in any of these merchandise things, how do they get them?
We thought that
because we don't have a website where we sell them at this point
It's so cheap that there's really no point in selling it. We thought we could use it as power because people are going to want it. We can make them do things for it. So rather than make it available to sell, we'll make it available to audience members who aren't such shitheads. No, I'm sorry. No, good suggestions.
Yeah.
Or
oh, that's a good idea.
And then people would probably try harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our friends would probably want it. We'll make them do. We'll haze them a
little.
That's
a great idea, though. Like as a little reward for a good suggestion or something like that.
My idea.
Like, say if they go up and do sound effects and they do a really great job.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
if they do
like,
that, we'll be like, here
the
you
host
go.
Can, like, decide Absolutely. To give them a couple things instead
yeah.
of, like,
and,
wow.
And anyone there would appreciate the condom a lot more
right.
than at the convention. And it's the idea of it being so cheaply made doesn't matter to these people because it's free. We're
right.
not selling it to them, so
right,
who cares?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. I think that'd
awesome.
Be a better way to do it. I'm probably going to make sure everyone on Shrimprov gets one, though. Now that we have 50
right.
people, we might not have none left, though.
50 people?
24.
Wow.
Mine is actually probably back down to 20.
So we talked about some of the stuff that's we've done recently. We talked about Idol. We talked about – we haven't talked about Shmimprovathon yet.
Woo-hoo!
So Shmimprovathon is coming
happened,
up.
That it will happen.
Yes.
December
so,
15th.
December 15th is Saturday
Best
night
show
or
ever!
A Friday night?
Wait. I don't know.
It's my favorite.
Let's look it up. Hang on.
It's the
and, Sunday is the 16th.
All right, so Saturday, December 15th.
And right. Sunday is the 16th.
And Sunday is the 16th.
And we actually have the cast of people we think are that are going to play.
It's everyone.
Well, the thing is...
It's not everyone.
This the last year, me and Nick were supposed to be in it, but we drank whiskey all night. So.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's when we missed it.
there were so few people performing last year, and everybody just had to play the whole
Aww.
Night.
I stuck it out all
Drew
night.
Drew did a great
it's
job,
Nate
did a great job, and Jason did a great job.
Little
Everyone,
bad
oh,
now.
Spencer did a great job, but he came late.
What about the... Well, that's his problem usually. But,
Sorry,
anyone
that I might have forgotten.
What?
Jesse did a good job.
Okay. Okay, let's not talk about when...
And Amber was really
how
good,
Spencer
too.
Came late. Let's talk about what Shrimprovathon is. Because
exactly,
I think the
yeah,
average
that's
listener
a great, that's a great
might
idea.
Just think that some people are good
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shrimprovathon's so, the best.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
It is the best eight... Is it 8 hours?
It's 8 hours.
Eight hours of Improv Shrimprov.
Because it's our season finale. It's
yeah.
our last show
yeah.
of the year
yep.
before we take a 2 to 3 week break and come back for... Like our 20th season or something.
yeah, who knows?
20th. Could you
we make? Take 2 weeks off, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the last one of the season, and everyone usually plays. We go through every single game that we have in those 8 hours, and we pick it out of a hat so or a bag, so it's kind of like random. We don't know what it is. You don't even know who you're going to play with until he picks it out of the bag.
Yep.
And this year we have Aaron, AJ, Jamie, Buster, who's only done one.
Wow, Buster is busting out.
She did one other show this year, the drunk show. Which
That's we'll... a lie. She's done more.
This year?
Yeah, she's in the show this weekend.
Okay, why don't you derail
Shut
my
up.
Wow.
segue?
That's a lie!
Fine. So, I'm in it. Who was
Jamie
also
Buster.
In the drunk show. No. Dimitri, Drew, Enrique, Jamie, Scheel, Lindsay, Matt, Nate, Sarah, Spencer. So we have...
That's a hefty lineup.
All three of the new guys, I think. Yes, we do. We have all three of the new guys in it, too.
That's smart, too.
That's
they
good
a lot
training
of
for them.
Yeah,
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 so poor audience.
Great.
Now, the cool thing is about Shmimprovathon is that it costs $10 rather than a regular $5 show. But you get a dollar back for every hour you stay. And we do our shows in one-hour segments.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. So you get a break after an hour
yeah,
for a few minutes.
You could walk off stage if you
yeah.
But also if you're in the audience, yeah, you could go outside, take
right.
a smoke, go to the bathroom, go home, grab a pillow, come back.
Yeah, bring pillows yep. and pajamas.
Something comfortable, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you plan on staying, which you should because it's a deal.
People do.
It's a steal.
People do.
And
people
the
do.
Bar reopens at 6 a.m., baby.
Yeah, boom.
Closes at 2, opens at 6. And sometimes, you know, if there's a lot of people there, Nate will extend it one more hour. But
That's so funny. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Nate, he was in the end of the boot camp of hour 8. And then in his last rhyme said something like, that was fine. Let's do it hour 9.
Oh.
And so we did one more show. And then Shanka 2 tried to top him at the end of hour 9.
Yeah.
Said hour 10. We all went, fuck you.
Boom. Yeah, I remember that.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Yeah, and I haven't seen that many people on stage since the drunk show.
Right. That
Which
was
the other show that Jamie Buster has played in this year.
Yeah, the only other one.
Yep, yep. And she was dressed up as Snow White, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We were all in costume that night, I believe.
Yeah, every year we
really
dress
it.
up. It's always a Halloween
really
show, but every year something goes pretty wrong. I mean, there's a
just something.
Yeah, there's a theme. Well, there's a theme of
the whole
something's
thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
One year, an old schmim named Sebastian tried to kill someone.
What?
Everyone. No. Let's be clear. Everyone. He tried to kill everyone.
How? Sebastian?
Well, he was really drunk and
Sebastian.
Oh. And he kept pushing.
Ryan
people.
Clark's cousin.
Sebastian.
They're not
Clark.
Related.
They're not cousins.
I don't buy that yet, still.
I'm not sure. He kept pushing people off the stage into the audience.
Goodbye! Are you serious?
He's gonna
yeah.
die now!
He kept pushing people off
yes,
stage?
Yes, towards the audience. Like, yeah.
like
forcefully?
Violently shoving
yeah, yeah.
people off stage.
He had no jokes. He was just trying to kill us.
And then the next day...
That's not good.
He was told of what he had done, and he made a lot of apology calls.
Well, let's also clarify. The next day, because he lost memory of this night, he wakes up in the bed of a truck.
Oh, this was that night.
And yeah. the bed of Nate's truck in the morning, just going, what happened? Although probably very used to the idea of sleeping in the bed of a truck.
One of the first shows I ever saw was a drunk show with Donish in it. And Justin kept trying to take his dress off because I think he was Jesus. And you were the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, okay, I remember
I don't
that
remember
one.
This one at all.
Well, you were really dumb.
You're dumb.
The whole time you were like, I can't do it, I'm too drunk. I can't do anything, I'm too drunk. I can't do this game, I'm too drunk. Fuck this, I'm drunk. And then at the end you were like, fuck you all, I'm not drunk at all. And I was like, I hate that guy.
See, and you guys
like
didn't
you.
Get that? You guys don't get that? Oh, it's so great. I have a very
this sounds just
memory.
Like a party I was at not that long ago.
No, and then this one, though, we didn't have anyone trying to kill everyone on stage. We didn't have people throwing up everywhere. That's well, at least not in front of the audience. And that's to say Enrique wasn't in it.
But we
were drunk before we got on stage. And we told ourselves not to do that. We did that one year and it didn't work well. And we did it again. Yeah. But here's another thing.
Peen on stage.
I just remembered why we were so drunk, actually. We have one more merchandise that I failed
to mention. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the improv shot glass.
Yeah.
And I cannot get these things out of the... I don't know why I couldn't sell these things. I couldn't sell the shrimp broth shot glasses, so at the drunk show, I had an idea, which was...
Drew's getting naked.
At this point. Drew is putting his penis through a cigarette burn right now. As we speak.
I'm the only one here drinking.
Yep.
That's weird.
We did I figured out a brilliant way to finally sell these shot glasses, which was to not sell them. It's to say to the audience, you get them for free. They're absolutely free if you buy someone on stage a shot. And when it's posed that way, as soon as that was announced, the bar was like stormed by a lot of people. And Jonathan Rutter, who runs up there, who is convinced he's a part of Shrimprov, went up there
Rutter.
And said, I would like to buy three shots for everyone, please. And Jamie Scheel, who doesn't understand how alcohol works, says, this is nothing, and hands us three shots at a time to drink.
Oh.
One's tequila, one is vodka.
Oh,
you're like,
no.
Jamie, you have no idea what you're doing.
No, Mr. Jamie.
So we all, and then between every game, he keeps giving us more and more shots. So we were so drunk, and I don't remember... I don't remember how many I sold exactly, but I shouldn't say the price. How about this? We sold about almost 30 Shrimprov shot glasses.
Whoa.
That night. We were gone. The show was sacrificed.
They just really wanted
us
to see us.
It was a mess. People. I walked off stage at one point, and then I came back
Spencer
on and started playing
on
a game.
Nobody threw up, though.
To one
Nobody threw up.
Oh, yeah.
Audience.
Spencer would not stop
Spencer
talking to
naked.
Some people. Oh, yeah! Spencer got
That's
completely naked! I forgot.
There was peen on stage.
He came on stage only with an American flag on.
Spencer peen.
He came on stage with
Jamie's
only
flag.
An American flag on, and Nate ripped it away, and the blackout did not happen in time. But rather than Spencer cover his junk, he's prancing towards the flag. And so you just see the flop.
I just thought, like, when he was
wearing heels, by the way.
The audience, like, didn't see the shot I shot when the thing got ripped away, first of all, because it was, like, right there.
It looked like a lima bean in a love sack.
We love you, Spencer.
So that was the drunk show, and that was lots of fun.
It was actually, it did have some, like,
very funny you moments. It missed here and there.
You don't know.
Drew
you
would not drunk. Have. Drew would not no, have no, made no. it. Drew would not have made it. All those shots, he would never have
Spencer
made.
Spencer was literally talking to the audience.
Yeah, and throughout the whole
during
show.
During the entire show, he started sat in front of the audience.
Yeah, he took half the audience and wouldn't stop talking to them the entire show. So they had their own show. But then I also had this thing where I had a 185 joke that I was dying to tell. And every game we were in, no matter what it was like game-o-matic. I'm like, okay, so 185, and I kept getting interrupted. But as I remember, it wasn't even funny. I just had to say it.
No, none of it was funny.
Shut up.
It was way too drunk. And the audience was talking the whole night, too. And we were like, why is the audience drunk and talking, too?
Yeah.
There was no order.
I was so happy they sold those effing shot glasses that I couldn't give a crap.
It was a happy fun... I ended up... really enjoying the night, and I had a really good time.
I remember being embarrassed walking off stage, but at the same time, yeah, it was fun.
I was embarrassed for Spencer, maybe a little, but that's not myself.
For his penis? No! For showing his penis is what I mean. Jeez. Always taking things the wrong way.
My goodness. So what's next?
Also upcoming is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which that's has right. a lot of schmimprovers involved.
Good lord.
Funny you should say that.
A lot of schmimprovers in that show.
Good lord.
The show actually has become kind of this hodgepodge of stable actors.
Right.
Because we don't cast it annually like you do a regular production.
Exactly.
We have a company or a repertory of actors who have done each of the various parts.
This is its sixth year, I believe.
Sixth or seventh year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember which.
Seventh or the eighth.
And so what we do now is we have a part and three or four or five people have played that part before. So we will call some one,
except
two, three.
My part.
Right.
Are you doing it again this year?
Yeah.
And so we will call and we'll just kind of jigsaw puzzle the schedule with those different actors playing that part. Unfortunately, the role of Rigna, which was turned into the role of Chormar, has no actors who have done it before who are here in the state.
Exactly,
David Chorley leaves tomorrow, and Ernie Lee is somewhere in Asia, I think.
Yes, MIA.
I think he got adopted. He's okay now.
Yeah.
So we have an open audition call for Rigna, which is the third wheel Martian. He's kind of the bumbling, lovable assistant Martian.
Exactly, yeah.
So Donish put out this notice on behalf of Brian that we were casting the role of Rigna. Yes, please. We were casting the role of Rigna. And we all saw it, but we all were very well apprised that they were casting. And some of us are going, some of us are not going because we have things to do over the holiday season.
Well, you should read the joke first, because that is something Sebastian would say, too. I mean, start at that paragraph.
So, here's a joke that we got as the side for Rigna. He walks into the spaceship, and he says to the lead Martian, Kibar, what soft did row did you put it in a stick and toast it in a fire? And it's green! And Kibar says, I don't know. What? And Rigna says, a Martian mellow!
Yay!
So that's the side.
Right? So yeah, that joke.
So Donish adds underneath his post, he says, I would love to see tagged Sebastian Clark play this role.
Just because it's a joke he would say, you know, like, Martian mellow!
Right.
Now Sebastian is living in Seattle, homeless somewhere, and he hasn't played in a show in a long, long time.
Or Sebastian.
And he really thought that Donish was, like, casting the show.
Because everyone liked the comment, too, because it was true. He would be funny for that part.
Right.
So he starts making these plans for how he can get down from Seattle.
Are you serious?
To Southern California.
This really happens?
So he says, look, I'm down for the audition, and if it goes well, I have no job, I have no real savings, I have no car, and my tent is gone. And not to sound like I'm undeterred, but if anyone has leads on anything, housing or money, it really would make it a lot more possible for me to do this. And in Cyberland, all of our cyber mouths are agape at the fact he's taking this so seriously. And then they're...
This poor man. This
and then
poor,
he says,
poor man
look,
has no idea.
I'm handy at most things. I've slept outside in the Seattle rain, so I'm not picky. I can bike 30 miles a day if need be. But is there a stipend at least? I mean, I can sleep in the theater after the show. And then there's a break, and Donner says, I wasn't that serious, Sebastian. And Sebastian says, oh, it'd be a fun adventure.
But then he leaves another post. Well, to explain this one, I made up a game, a one-liner based on World's Wildest Police Chases, and to cut to the chase, it's basically you get the name of a city and a state, and you get the name of the crime, and just like John Bunnell does on World's Wildest Police Chases, he'll say, like, Malibu, California, this guy thought he could get away with bank robbery, but he's about to find out that crime doesn't pay. It's always that stupid pun, right?
Right.
So I wanted to make a game out of it, and I had mentioned that earlier, and so he went back to that post, and this was for Los Angeles, California, and the suggestion was stealing laundry. He said, Los Angeles, California, Donish plays with the bum's emotions. He deserves to have his laundry stolen, case closed.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, revenge!
I'm gonna get you! Looks like Donish is a son of a bleach.
Donish, I think now, because of all this, you should house him while he comes down and plays Rigna.
Absolutely not.
Well, I was going to be like, fuck no. You were nice, Donish.
I wanted to make it nice and clear.
Yeah. Well, I miss the fellow sometimes. I really
do. I
do,
too. He's very, very funny.
He was very entertaining.
He is. He's got a lot of entertainment value. I don't even care what he would... He doesn't do improv when you're on stage with him. He just tries
himself.
He tries to mess with you. And that in itself is very funny.
Right.
But,
it's good times. Well, Sebastian, come back sometime when you can.
Yeah, come on
and,
back.
Like, do some shows. And
yeah, but yeah, like, I mean, if you can, if you can come back, like, if it works for you, I mean,
right?
If like, it's within your schedule.
Yeah. Well, I saw Lincoln the other day, and it was a movie. It was a movie. What?
I haven't seen Lincoln yet.
Oh, but whoa, okay. So I can't give my review of it
right
now because Drew hasn't seen it yet.
I saw
but
a meme of Teddy Roosevelt that says, "I don't watch chick flicks."
I don't watch.
The guy got shot and continued his speech. Shot at.
So I think Drew wants to tell us what he envisions this movie being, and this is his own take, I assume, on it. In place of me giving a review, which will be probably pretty boring anyway, so.
All right.
So, what I presume the film is,
yes,
is it all takes place inside Ford's Theater. And it's just a tripod set up in the balcony, and it's us watching a production of Our American Cousin, which is one of my favorite plays! What I like about this play is that it really captures the dichotomy between the Americans and the English in this time, in the mid-19th century. It really captures a newly forged bond following the War of 1812 and a diversification between English humor and American humor. And finally, they can import a different man of humor into a newly established American clientele. The ensemble is really able in this production to bring forth a great performance. They have great voices, and they just look tremendous. Now, the lead, John Wilkes Booth, oh, what an actor. What an actor. Sometimes he is chewing the scenery. Sometimes he is a ham on stage. But you know what? He is a surefire hit.
Oh!
Sounds like the perfect movie for Drew.
I think so.
Aw.
Sorry, Matt.
Donish spent that entire time looking for the perfect sound effect to play at the end.
Radio sound effects.
But you know what the people say about Lincoln freeing the slaves very early in his presidential career, don't you?
What do they say?
They said, ooh la la, da da.
I don't think so. What do they say?
Drew is so angry at me right now.
Say it, Drew. He suffered from premature emancipation. Sex and history joke combined.
Nice.
Oh my god, we told so many goddamn puns on the convention. We couldn't get from the bus to the airport.
Yeah.
Because one point someone was just like, what airline are we taking? And Drew was like, Alaska. And Nate goes, Alaska later. And Drew goes,
no way. Wait, Nate said that?
Yeah, and then Drew just
Nate
goes,
Nate said that?
Drew had us going the whole time. You just
gotcha. You got him
he
going.
He would just say things like,
"So happy.
We're almost there, Juno." Juno. And then Lindsay goes, "There's no gay people there. Everyone's bearing straight." If you
nice,
we just kept going. If That's you awesome. If you leave Alaska for Asia, you'll be rushing back. We're just nonstop
it
over
was
and over.
The best day of my life.
But like we would, it would start getting. Because we would stop talking and everyone would be looking down. You could tell they're just thinking of their next pun.
Right.
But we wouldn't even be talking. Hours
thinking,
would go by.
Hours would go by. Like, you could,
thinking
of the
but you
next
can't
one.
Think of anything else except, like, puns. I can't even, like, it's freaking 4 in the morning and I fell asleep at 2. I can't even think of anything. So the only thing that comes to mind is, like, Anchorage, Canada, no, that's too far, igloo, and I'm trying to think of, like, how to make that into a pun, rather than, like, getting my security check ready.
You're totally indexing the entire time, just, like, trying Absolutely. To come up with stuff. That's awesome.
Which, by the way, you could bring bottle openers onto an airplane.
That, right?
Yeah.
Schwimmprom bottle openers,
Is that how much
you're going
for?
No, we've got 10 minutes left,
oh, we do?
In theory, to speak, mm-hmm. So let's pause for a second. All right, so we're back on Schmimcast, and as you may know, if you've been following the saga that is Improv Schmimprov, as well as Schmimcast podcast, you know that Drew has been away on a grand adventure for some time, and he's back now, and we're all dripping with anticipation to know.
I'm soaking with anticipation.
I have a very drippy anticipation right now. to hear what's happened in all these months you've been gone, Drew. Tell us a story. Tell us a story, Uncle Drew.
Yeah, tell us a story.
I have to confess, I had an affair with General David Petraeus.
No, it was you.
Just kidding.
Oh, you're the funny.
You're the funny.
I'm the joke.
I love you, Uncle Drew.
No, I'm just glad to be. But it's been almost 6 months since that I was on the ship. That's a long time to be away.
Yeah, that is a long-ass time.
It took me to Eastern Canada, to New York City, Florida, the Bahamas, Alaska, Mexico, and Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever for a minute think this is how long the slaves were on a ship? Just a one location?
Good job, Donis. Let's move on.
You never empathize with slaves?
Good
You're
job,
racist.
Donis. Let's move
nope.
on.
You
nope.
are absolutely racist to
all
not
right,
empathize.
Drew, so tell us more. With...
You all need to see Lincoln, that's all I got to
say. Oh, hell no.
There's one person who knows how to alienate the audience in the first 5 minutes. It's Donis Sherman.
First 50, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah. He even made it past 50. Good job.
Thank you.
When it gets edited, though.
Now I'll leave.
Well, I'm just glad to be back because it is the thing that I miss most when I'm on a ship. Is being at the Maverick and
yeah.
Benjamin Improv.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have just been jonesing for some. So I'm very excited. This Saturday is my return show.
Holy snap.
I can't wait.
Woo!
My first show in 6 months, and
yeah.
I am dripping with anticipation.
Yes.
Patience.
Whoa, that was hard. Now, don't you empathize with black performers
nope,
of improv?
Nope, nope, nope. Stop
guys
talking.
Don't respect Wayne
Stop
Brady.
Talking.
That's fine. Okay.
Oh,
I'm just saying, now I know what it feels like to be black.
No, you don't.
And the hardships.
No, you don't.
Okay.
So, all right, how was the whole experience on the boat? Was it overall, like, a pleasant thing, or, like, a mix of good and bad? Like, did you miss us so much that you bit your pillow every night and cried? Like, tell us.
Well, I was on the boat with Mickey and Minnie. So they made me feel
Aww,
very good.
Nice.
Mickey would come tuck me in at night and read me a story.
Aww.
Creepy.
Creepy.
It was kind of creepy, but
Mickey,
how do you tell your
wait,
boss to go away?
You mean Mickey Rooney and Minnie Mouse, right?
That's
Minnie
right.
Driver.
Okay, Minnie Driver. Yeah. I was trying to think of another story.
Hey, Mickey Rooney. I'm Minnie Driver. Here's a bedtime story for you. I don't know what she sounds like. No,
what did
no,
Mickey Rooney sound like?
I have no hair.
Sounded right, Donis.
No, I liked it.
I'm Mickey sounded Rooney.
Right.
Hey, are you here to correct me, Rochelle?
Yeah.
Go to old person.
Now
voice.
I know how black people
are. Donis.
I'm just saying. Thank you.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Good, man.
I got to see all my Disney friends.
That's awesome.
And we got to go to San Francisco for a month.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing overnight San Francisco's where we parked on the dock for 48 hours. And you get on and off as much as you wanted all day and all night.
Oh,
and I got to go
nice.
To Pixar Studios and walk around.
Shut the F you.
That was the best.
You freaking walked on volcanoes and went to see Jurassic Park.
I walked on a volcano. I hung out in Jurassic Park. That's probably the highlight was being in Jurassic Park.
I looked at that and I was like, that's probably the best.
That was amazing. That was really great.
Way to go. I've always wanted to do that. I was super jealous the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Pixar team, right?
I did have the Pixar team, but I didn't get to play because I was in surgery.
You got to play the last show. Yeah. At least you... That was good.
I beat Nick. I beat Nick's team on my deathbed.
Good. He absolutely did.
Good. Oh, and children are terrible.
They kick you in the balls when you least expect it.
You know, we got on the plane, and I was sitting next to Nate, and there was there were empty seats in front of us.
Was
and
Nate pushing children off chairs?
Well, don't ruin the story. I'm just kidding. There was an empty seat in front of us, and we're like, oh, thank God. No one's in front of us. We could kind of, you know, you could push against the seat a little more. You can put your legs out. And then they asked other people to move up there. And me and Nate were just going to split up in each of our own room. But they asked people to sit up there. And we're like, oh, that's okay. But then they had two children. And we're like, no, one of them was a baby too. And me and Nate were just, we hadn't said a word, but we just kind of look and stare at the baby. And we're like, please, please. We're so tired. This is a 7 o'clock flight. So we were there at like 5. So like, please, for the love of God, be quiet. And it didn't even start, and you already hear, you're like, no, God, no.
Oh,
I almost pulled the emergency exit. I almost did. I had my hand hovering over it. But at the last second,
thank goodness.
Nate kicked him off the chair.
And yes. Good old Nate. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we have 5 minutes left, so we should probably wrap things up here. But super. It's been an excellent time talking. So I guess we should say we have Shmimprov shows coming up this weekend. Drew's back.
Yep.
The following weekend and up until the 15th, which is our last show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Santa Claus Conquers the Martians offered at the Maverick Theater for fun times. Very funny. You get to see Nate play a retarded Martian who is a complete asshole and hilarious at the same time.
Nick McGee is in the show. He is Santa Claus. He is the title character.
That's right.
I will be in the show for one night.
Really? Awesome. Are you going to play Billy?
I'll be doing Torg.
Torg! Tiny Torg!
In fact, I believe I am the utility standby this year for Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Very nice.
I'm like the swing of the show.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Very awesome.
That's why I've been getting parts lately. You've been gone. I'm wondering why I'm getting all these crap parts. I'm like, why is he asking me to do crap parts? Drew's gone.
What was the character you played in the Steve Martin play? The
Schmendemann.
Schmendemann.
You could have been Schmendemann, not
and I thought I was perfect for that role. Now, to be fair, by the time this podcast comes out, these shows would be over, and have a great summer.
Hey, this the new process is much better, Donish. It's much better. Miles's will never be released. But
Miles did one?
Miles is like 4 hours long of just accents. It's just Miles and Nick doing characters and me being like, I'm a dead cat, and that's it. I don't remember why I was a dead cat.
Let's make up for as many accents as you can. Go.
Hello, I am from Eastern Bloc.
That's a horse.
Hey, what you want from me? You want blood?
I will kill them all.
Hello. Welcome to the panhandle.
I like to drink tea.
Has anybody got any cabbage?
Okay, dear. I'll have a pie.
Hello. Welcome to Japan.
Smorgasbord.
I want to play Ritna.
In Norway, we have everything that is taxable.
Sling blade.
skip.
Row passes. Hey, row.
Hey, and I'm Enrique, but I kind of sound like Enrique doing Cheech.
Cheeches.
Hello, welcome to my house.
Who's that?
That's true.
Oh, Rowan's been friends for 3 years. What's wrong with you?
I've never been to your house.
You've never been to my house?
No, Drew's. Anyway, so this was fun.
Wow, that was
for Miles.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Right?
So there's your Miles episode.
Oh, poor Miles. Oh, we gotta have you back.
All right, well, we'll just cut it short and sweet. Thank you guys for coming over to the studio and speaking about all this lovely stuff, literally taking the horn and grabbing it and entertaining and informing.
Horn.
Yes!
Horn. Yeah.
Thank you for all your hard work on Schmimprov.
Thank you, Nick.
And, we'll see you guys soon, I'm sure, and... You know, I honestly love doing this kind of podcast where it's like just a few of us sitting in a circle and talking. It's like, it's the best.
Yeah.
And by the way, Nick, you look friggin' fantastic.
If you haven't seen
Nick McGee in the last 6 months, like I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Nick McGee looks like a supermodel.
Oh,
he looks
thank you so
friggin'
much.
Awesome.
Thank
also,
you very much.
Also, Drew is naked.
Hi, boys.
And Stella looking too.
And Rochelle's wrapped up in wires provocatively.
Shut
oh
up.
Yeah.
don't mention what happens.
By the
if you want to see Rochelle, like you've never seen.
Nobody wants to see Rochelle. That's true.
What?
I don't want to even see Rochelle.
Hi,
Jamie. What are you doing?
I don't want to see her.
What are you guys doing in my room?
Oh, hey, yeah. Drew, you're back.
You don't live here, Jamie.
Yeah, I do. I live here.
I live here now.
I live everywhere.
I'm trying to masturbate.
I live here. What are you doing with my girl?
Bye.
I hate you, bro.
Thank you for listening to Schmimcast. Remember, for the latest episodes of Schmimcast, please visit www.schmimcast.com. You can email us at schmimcast@aol.com and hit us up on Twitter at Schmimcast. It's SHMIMCAST. That's twitter.com/Schmimcast. And now...
I wanna fuck you in the ass.
I'm two names above Penis McGee.
You can hear the flame from Justin's asshole.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
Well, I'm being a smartass, too. It's hard to not comment on
what's
everything
going on.
That I can see.
Being a professional smartass, that's how you said it.
Listen in next time, folks.
Where we'll talk a do.